This is Moses' prayer to God. In verse 16, and Moses said to Korah, tomorrow you and all your company be present before the Lord, you and they, as well as Aaron. Let us each take his censer and put incense in it, and each of you bring his censer before the Lord. 250 censers, both you and Aaron, each with his censer. So every man took his censer, put fire in it, and laid incense on it, and stood at the door of the tabernacle of meeting with Moses and Aaron. So this is the test. Okay, let's see. Bring your incense offerings, bring your offerings, your petitions, your requests, your worship before the Lord, and we'll see if he respects you. Because Korah and those Levites were not allowed to offer incense. Let us, verse 18. So every man took his censer, put fire in it, and laid incense on it, and stood at the door of the meeting with Moses and Aaron. Here's the test. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them at the door of the tabernacle of the meeting. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all of the congregation. Here it speaks of the glory of the Lord as being God as the judge. His glory judges and separates, and according to callings and giftings and anointings and ministries. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Right, we have to be separated, or we will. If somebody's in rebellion to God and usurping his teachings and his government and the order of his house, we need to separate ourselves from them. Because we will fall under the judgment for their sins. I will consume them in a moment. It says about Mystery Babylon, come out of her and be separate, lest you share in the judgment for her sins. Then they fell on their faces and said, oh God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and you be angry with all the congregation? And here it is every man is responsible for his own sin, because in Korah's descendants, there were musicians, there was Samuel. He had a godly line that did obey God, the children of Korah, but Korah did not. So shall all these people, all his descendants, will you be angry with them all and the congregation, your people, our heritage, our children's? So the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the congregation, saying, get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And then Moses rose and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, depart now from the tents of these wicked men. Touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins. So they got away from around the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents with their wives, their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, by this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own will. If these men, the naturally like all men, die naturally like all men, excuse me, if these men die naturally like all men, or if they are visited by the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates a new thing and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Now it came to pass as he finished speaking all these words that the ground split apart under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households and all the men with Korah with all their goods. So God backed up his word with a demonstration of his power, and the earth opened up, and these men were taken down to the pit, to hell. They were consumed forever. So they and all those with them went down alive into the pit. The earth closed over them, and they perished from among the assembly. Then all of Israel around them fled at their cry, for they said, let the earth swallow us up also. And a fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering the sacrifice. They became the burnt offering. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Tell Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, to pick up the censers out of the blaze, for they are holy, and scatter the fire some distance away. The censers of these men who sinned against their own souls, let them be made into hammer plates as a covering for the altar. Because they presented them before the Lord, therefore they are holy, and they shall be assigned to the children of Israel." And they were hammered plates. You could see them. They were over the altar. These incense, this was a holy thing God called. But these guys were out of order. They were in rebellion to God's ways. They took it upon themselves to say, "We are holy. We can serve God however we want." No, you can't. You serve God however he says, his way. That's why we're people of the way. Yeshua, we follow him and his ways. His teachings, right doctrine, sound doctrine. So Eleazar the priest took the bronze censers, which those who were burned up had presented, and they were hammered out as a covering on the altar to be a memorial to the children of Israel, that no outsider who is not a descendant of Aaron should come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he might not become like Korah and his companions, just as the Lord had said to him through Moses. All right, let's go to the sin of Korah, which is well articulated in Numbers 27, 3. Our father died in the wilderness. These are the daughters of Zelophehad standing before Moses about their inheritance. And he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah. This was the sin of Korah. The company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord.